Okay. I am going to stall for time by doing the recap. I think that
that's a good idea.
Yes.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics Season 4. This is going to be a fun adventure because it's been a month, and we've all forgotten how to kobold. Also, I have the wrong episode title in here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's last week's episode title. It's got the right number. I changed the number. This is episode 35. Mm. Last one was episode 34. But I had last session was called Research Station. I suppose we could call it Research Station Part 2 because this is a continuation of that. But never mind. It's fine. It's all fine. We're all fine here. How are you? Well, to be quite honest, I'm a little parched and just a teeny little bit hungry. Does anyone have some cookies and milk? I could really go for some cookies and milk right now. I've been installing teleportation circles for, what day is it? We've been here for 3 days. Oh, for 3 days now. You had a lunch break 2 minutes ago. Yes, but were there cookies? Yes, your lunch consisted entirely of cookies.
If you get them enough.
How you managed to put the entire food pyramid into a cookie.
Now I want cookies.
I do specialize in teleportation magics, extra dimensional and extra planar and, you know, interdimensional spaces sort of align with that. So the cookie is bigger on the inside.
Want a cookie?
If you make them bigger on the outside, wouldn't they be more filling but have fewer empty calories? I fill the calories. The calories are full.
They are not empty.
Well, if you put the entire food pyramid in a cookie, then they would not be empty calories.
They would not be.
They'd be nutritious calories.
Elias, but how do they taste? Roundkep is not sure. They eat them too fast to know. They are the cookie monster of kobolds.
I want to savor a cookie. But anyway, I'm being good and I am not going to eat Eo's blondies.
My name is Crash and I will be your DM/GM for the evening tonight. I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, Eo, and Jen. And what happened last time was the reinforcements showed up. And it was at first Oldest Kep, Round Kep, who you've just met again for the first time. Well, not the first time. More than one of you would remember Oldest Kep for certain, possibly Round Kep as well. And then there's Jingling Kep, who is a kobold artificer. And they jingle because they happen to have a tool belt where they use carabiners to hold all the tools on.
That is fair.
And Ellie says there are now two camps of kobolds arguing about the cookies. Yes. That particular argument has not reached the competitive heights that the Moss argument has reached. The Moss argument does have interclan competitions. There is a championship round. For a while, the Chipped Claw Clan was favored to be in the lead for that, and then it was ruled that casting friends on the person you're debating is considered out of bounds. And, well, that was a primary strategy on their part. Yeah. Should I just stop doing the recap just to read the chat? The temptation is strong. The temptation is very strong. With the first teleportation circle put down in place, because they were brought on pallets, they were made in advance, so you wouldn't have to spend a whole year making a permanent one.
They were brought
in on pallets, and a couple of the pallets were brought into the landing bay that you procured by destroying a giant death crystal that was trying to kill everyone. And then you cast Wall of Fire, and rudely would not get out of its way, so it could not flee the Wall of Fire.
I have acquired an item that gives me firepower.
Peace through superior firepower.
I approve. And canonically, I'm actually here to say that. I'm one of the ones that came over. And Gox is here. And there's several other people. And that person, and this person over here. The GM has forgotten all of their names right now because the GM has put himself on the spot. But they're here. A whole bunch of high-level NPCs, NPCs that have retired, who are then going to insert themselves into a different narrative. So this isn't a game of just, oh, we brought the level 19 sorcerer over, the game is over now. Who wants to kill a god?
We only need to kill one of them. The others seem to be perfectly nice.
There is debate among the Circle of Tales about whether or not you even need to kill one.
I suppose smacking the white one across the muzzle a few times might help.
I cast rolled up newspaper at 9th level.
I am willing to set the newspaper on fire.
That's my girl.
I see me.
Wait, what color dragon? White dragon? Yeah, yeah, good idea.
I suppose if anyone wants to burn a wish, they could turn the white dragon into like kobold for a year and try to socialize it.
Oh.
Loading.
So the Circle of Tales has some members who've had a side conversation about this. The characters in this campaign wouldn't know. But retired PCs would, because those would be the ones involved in the conversation, because they actually remember Tiamat.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember not having to kill Tiamat.
Right.
Some would also argue, and also didn't have to kill Bahamut, but that's a side story.
Right.
It's fine.
Yep.
It's all fine. We're all fine here. So, also, Gox would be a little upset with you if you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And do you really want to make Gox...
You do not need...
Like, forget whether or not you're trying
you do not
to kill
make...
the god of all good dragons. You might make Gox upset. Priorities, people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, considering how many kobolds have canonically died and had to be brought back through great expense, and the problems involved with all of that, there is an undercurrent of thought that killing someone or something when there is an alternative is not the best idea. There are times when there is no alternative, but you reach that point with certainty, not with doubt. So the Circle of Tales is not currently endorsing going out and trying to kill a white dragon god.
Unless, of course, the white dragon god decides to try and start murdering Circle of Tales people, I presume. I feel like
it did try to do that already.
Well, yes, but now there's more Circle of Tales. I feel like the gloves might come off if a white dragon god starts trying to send frost breath elementals at Monty.
I mean, it was a kind of warm day. I could use a popsicle. It was kind of nice. I thought it was a nice gesture.
I'm not sure Monty would appreciate a glacier elemental either.
This one's blue flavor.
True. Now, I'm not
it
sure.
It is worth noting, there wasn't any major action taken by any followers of the White Dragon, whose name is escaping me because it's been a month. Pertinax.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Impertinax.
Which is not the dragon from Skyrim. That's Parthenax. Pertinax is named after a Roman emperor who didn't last very long. Was not very good at his job. But in
You're
any
saying
case.
Saying he was impertinent.
Possible. Pertinax certainly is. But since the Glacier Elemental, there haven't really been any strikes against anyone you know by followers of Pertinax.
Interesting.
There's been some unrest. There have been some people who got exiled or whatever because of their allegiances to Pertinax. So the outer surface of the planet is not doing so good. It's not a full-out civil war, but it could turn into one. because the followers of Pertinax are considered to be the barbarians.
And the other dragons, the other dragon gods are not entirely keen on Pertinax causing problems just now.
I'm sorry, I blanked on what you were saying because I was reading what Ellie wrote.
Oh, Ellie, how couldst thou?
If I'm going to be distracted by Ellie is usually a good thing.
True.
Yes. The official position of the Circle of Tales is that the kobolds on the Forge World have not come with the specific purpose of doing violence to any kind, of any kind, to the White Dragon Pertinax or his rule over the world. The Circle of Tales does remind Pertinax that they are capable of violence. However, Pertinax, however, is a white dragon and therefore would basically give a fair and measured response of bring it.
And we're not allowed to bring it?
The fire aspected people are
yeah, sorry. Well, I'm not sure my Zeely voice is great, but
that's close enough.
Yes. And well, also this is older Zeely.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I never really cemented a voice until the ending was basically
until Zeely was making cameos and Chroma was the main character.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the Circle of Tales has a unanimous viewpoint on what to do with Pertinax. But if they're going to have a vote about this, currently there is the thought process of let's see what else we can do first. Because the kobolds as a whole aren't really thinking maybe we should stay here permanently. I mean, the Forge World when it was new was really cool, but it's kind of in a bad neighborhood now. I mean, look who moved in next door. You mean the surface? Yeah, next door. And once you get dragons inside a world, you're not going to get them out. Hey.
No. Well, I mean, that's true. That's true.
Monty turns into a rat and scurries through a small rat hole, and he's in the walls! Ellie is suggesting glue traps. Really big glue traps. Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious. The city is under siege from a dragon. Okay, bear with me. I need about 100 gallons of glue and the largest stretch of canvas you have. And one gold piece. There's actually a glue that would work for that. But I don't want to give that to this party because it would end up doing
damage. Oh, no.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because the only thing that can destroy it is a wish spell or a magical item called Universal Solvent.
Oh, I have never heard of that.
Yes.
Okay.
I forget the name of the adhesive, but it's essentially permanent, except for those two things. But it's canon.
All right.
In the lore.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes. Now, one of the other things that happened was that Jingling Kep was fascinated by the records room that you discovered and brought in some researchers, some librarians from Marwise's library. And the whole thing was they can't save the documents. They can't restore them, but they can make copies of them as they were when they were new. So they're digitally remastered replicates.
That's pretty much, that's close enough.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same historical significance, but if what you value is the information, and Ogma values the information, then here you go. And one of the first things that they recovered was a logbook that detailed shipments to and from a cohort labeled 0001. The first cohort. Oh my gosh. Ellie is writing in a different font. Are you stuck to a glue chop? If anyone asks, it is a flying carpet that I am very attached to. Yeah, but attached like glue? That's enough out of you. To be fair, Monty would probably just set it on fire because what's it going to do? Burn him?
Fair. Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying fire can solve most of life's problems. Irritating pests? Fire. Company you don't like? Fire. Glue trap? Fire. Diplomacy situation goes awry? Fire. Did the diplomacy situation go awry because of fire? Never you mind.
Cohort 001.
0001, yes. All the cohorts have 4 digits.
Should go check that out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So.
We should go check that out soon.
Looking at my notes for this, a long since collapsed and reclaimed by nature building to the south incorporates a rail station to carry researchers and materials to the research station. So you just have to go to the south a bit, which you wouldn't have been able to go do before because that would have put you in line with one of the massive plasma firing ion cannons or whatever they are that was keeping the area clear of dragons. But those are under your control now. So long as somebody got Oldest Kep out of the control chair, you should be fine. Not that Oldest Kep would actually want to harm you, but for most of the time that Oldest Kep was in the chair, it was just spinning in a circle.
I figure that at the very least, Gox could probably snag poor Oldest Kep out of the chair and set him down gently to recover what's left of his inner ear.
Yeah, that could happen. Sure, I could see Gox doing that. Just like, okay, here I go.
Okay, thank you so much for getting me out of the chair. But do you have to keep spinning me?
I'm not spinning you. You're just sit down here. I'll watch over you. No one will bother you. It'll go away.
Did you know the floor rotates?
Sure.
That's super cool. Someone should tell Jingling Cap.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know where he is, but yeah, I'll just like hang out here with you and make sure you're okay.
We are glad we invented him. You invented him.
That's there. I should specify, I am not insisting that everyone in your clan is named Kep. But there's
it's
only
just
20 names.
There are 12 names. Yeah, 20 names.
Yeah, you're
each cohort clan has a different list of 20 names.
Yes, and it just so happens that the three who went on this mission all rolled the same number.
It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get named after someone else who is admired, you know. You know, I'm taking care of this particular little hatchling, and I will name this hatchling after someone I admire, who is named Kep.
There's tales in some clans that there'd be a kobold that does something so dastardly and unforgivable that their name is stricken from the list of 20 names, and then replaced with a new name that might be the same name, but they replace the first letter. But each clan has a slightly different tradition in that regard. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Do you know some clans even have people who have names that are more than 3 letters?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, boy.
He says, after already talking about Zeely and Chroma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Lost Eye clan names all their members after letters in the alphabet, so it's fine. You still never found Zed.
No, we haven't.
Actually, you did, but you didn't know it.
Figures.
Yes. Just going to leave that there. All right. So, it is not too hard for you to take a trip south. This is within walking distance, which means you don't need to take the Shrike ship. Some convincing be done to convince Bapaki that you're not taking the Shrike ship, that you don't need to. But that's neither here nor there. Actually, it is there. The Shrike ship is there. And the base is here, where the rail tram system is here. The Shrike ship is over there. And the research station is down that way. So yeah, it's
a long...
We just
go find the rails?
Yep, you found the rails.
We gotta find the rails.
You're now on the rails for the first time in a while.
In a long time.
Uh-huh. I think we should walk parallel to the rails, honestly. Thori is just slightly paranoid that somehow we will trip something that says, oh, hey, yes, we should send train car now, and then we will all be splat. So we should walk beside the rails.
Okay. So you're walking beside the rails going down. And by going down, I mean the rail system actually does slope downwards. Not a whole lot, just enough to make it slightly uncomfortable on your ankles. And knowing that walking back will be a bit harder than walking there. It's the worst kind of gentle incline.
Yep. Maybe we can take a train back.
I am consulting my notes. Don't mind me. And to my knowledge, that song is public domain, which is why I actually get to use it. And also why they use it in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Because they ran out of money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's also why the movie ends the way it does.
Oh.
Because they ran out of money, so they couldn't keep shooting new scenes.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. And I'm still looking at the notes from last week, so let's move to the notes for this week. That would explain why I couldn't find what I was looking for. Ellie says she should have brought Deza, who can walk on the ceiling, which slopes up. Yes. And I'm upset that that works. All right. So it is a good hour's walk before you get to the research station. The kobolds of old made an entire planet. So they put a lot of space between things because they could. Won't this require a lot of extra travel to get from point A to point B? That's fine. That would require the destruction of our civilization and for nature to come in and overgrow everything and ruin all the infrastructure in order for, you know, like methods of speedy propulsion to not be usable.
Fine here. Everything's fine.
In the distance and explosions.
And now we are trekking through the wilderness. Trek.
Well, you're trekking through a cave, which the first 100 or so feet of it, there were definitely signs of life. There were large things that had slept in here. There were small things that had slept in here. There were things that had come in here, went to the bathroom, and left again. There were things that came in and got eaten and did not leave ever again. But once you get past that, it's, the floor is a little damp because rainwater and everything. But you're hoping that there's good drainage up ahead. Otherwise, you're going to reach an underwater lake. Yeah, that makes sense, Crash. You are good with words. Underwater lake. You're hoping you don't reach an underground lake because there's no drainage. But hopefully the kobolds of old thought of something for that. And in fact, eventually, an hour's walk in, you come to a door. The door is just past the train station that does have a train there. It's on the maintenance track, and it is not functional. It looks like it has been taken apart. Not, yes, Ellie, a door. Dun, 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 and on it is a green circle.
Oh, no.
And a dent where, and a text-shaped dent in front of it.
The train.
The train
has been taken apart.
It doesn't look like it got smashed or crushed or sliced. It looks like it has been disassembled. There's enough of it there that you could say, yes, clearly this is a train. It is most of a train, but it is mostly like the flavor in LaCroix or whatever that's pronounced as, because I don't drink it and I don't care. It's been described as somebody, when they were making it, shouted a flavor at it. This thing looks like a train, but everything functional that would make it be a train has been removed.
So it's mostly a shell of a train.
Most of the shell. Actually, some of that's gone too.
People have been taking panels. Interesting. Does it look like it was disassembled to provide parts for something else, or like it was disassembled?
That would require some kind of investigation check.
Oh, well, okay. Let's see if I can.
And you know that while I've been talking, Foundry has reloaded and not actually reloaded, so I'm looking at a blank screen.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm
mine is currently here.
Could I do
an insight check instead of an investigation check?
Insight
says
is
a person.
You can give me an insight check, but it'll be at disadvantage because you're not trying to infer something from the actions of a person in front of you.
I will take a disadvantage insight. I will take that instead of
okay.
an investigation. See if I can make it roll. What do I click to make you roll? Okay, if I click you, how do I? Let me guess. Oh, there it is, finally.
As a cat.
Let's see what I got.
Encouragement in the background.
Well, a 7 would not have beaten 9. Wait, am I rolling low or high?
The cat noise. The cat noise. That's delightful.
One it's moment. Not
you have to roll high. But disadvantage, you're taking numbers.
Well, I have no insight. Something is that sure is a mangled brain thing over there.
And I'm still waiting for Foundry to load. It's a good thing I decided we're doing Theater of the Mind. Sure. My notes are not in Foundry.
I got a pile of dice. I can do
but
it.
But I would also like to be able to, you know, see the character sheets and your rules. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Right.
And there would be the possibility for combat. Oh, something is happening here. Something is happening here. But I'm going to continue to stall. So, yeah, you,
sorry,
you
don't... poke Long Cap and ask.
As... Tori's going to poke Long Cap. Long Cap is not with you. Fun fact, it just loaded for me, but
Long Cap, not
it's
Bolt
saying
Cap.
That Game Master is still logged in.
Mm?
Oh,
I can't log in because it says I'm logged in.
Oh, whoa. I've got it. It just did.
Yay.
Yep. GM is definitely logged in here.
GM, I assure you, is not.
Oh, well, if you try it again, it might change its mind. Although you do still appear to be here.
What if I try to log in as Crash?
Try.
I put a back door into my own thing. All right. So as you are trying to figure out, well, was it taken apart for parts or whatever? At that point, the door opens.
Oh.
And a cobot walks out. It is a harvester. It walks
into
the train.
That's the cute little ones, right?
Mm-hmm. It has a head made of pliers. It walks into the train.
Oh, wow.
And then it walks back out again, carrying a nut, as in nut and bolt. And it goes back in through the door, and the door closes behind it.
I thought we were the only ones. I thought that the cobots weren't down here except for the ones that we brought down here. Is there like a tiny little group of cobots that have been isolated down here? How big is this door that we found?
The door that you found is large enough for, well, definitely large enough for kobolds, but large enough that a medium-sized creature would be able to walk through also. And then some. It's about as wide as it is tall. So it's a 6-foot by 6-foot door.
Utashi, do you think we should knock?
Uh-huh. I'm going to walk over and knock on the door.
You knock on the door. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens.
Aw.
Got it.
Anybody else want to try?
Poke.
You have successfully poked
the door. Where am I?
Where is Long Cap?
Long Cap is with
we have a
group.
Yes, you said Long Cap wasn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
Tori said she poked to Long Cap and you went, Long Cap isn't with you.
Oh, I meant Old Cap. I'm sorry. I was distracted by Foundry not loading.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, GM is still not active, able to join, but I can see things as Crash.
That's fine.
So I'm just going to wait until it realizes the Game Master is no longer there. But did I make the GM... Is this a GM account? Can I click on things? Yes, I can still make rolls. Wonderful. By the way, Mari is not actually trying to do acrobatics right now. That'd be weird. So yes, Long Cap is here. I am sorry for the confusion. The confusion started with me, but it was contagious. So Long Cap is definitely here. You can poke Long Cap.
Well, we can certainly tell that apparently it's been being disassembled by cobot things now and not like dragons trying to find things for their hoard. So Sori's question has, in fact, been answered.
Well,
on the other hand, how did these things get here?
Well, it's the first one, isn't it? They might have been built here.
like, invented here.
That's true. But they haven't been able to contact... I wonder if they've been trying to build a new... what do they call the ones that oversee things? Are those overseer ones, or... Trying to build a smart one.
Maybe the opposite. Look, here's the thing. When I'm tinkering something new, I don't always put all the features in it right away. I try each part of it independently. When I made that little syringe thing that I can use to heal you, like, I worked out the healing potion separate from the thing that pushes fluid through a small tube, because there's a lot of failures involved, and you don't want to waste a lot of good healing potions or inject someone with something that was supposed to be a healing potion, but it wasn't. So,
right.
What if the cobots in here are all, like, incomplete prototypes?
Oh. You think they're building more prototypes? Or just hoarding material?
Have you ever known cobots to invent anything?
Bog and Cog didn't know about them, but I guess they couldn't have gone anywhere. They would have gotten, yeah, nobody could go between here and there without getting zapped unless they went underground.
And it wasn't really their field of research, but, well, I don't know what Cog was doing, but Bog was into biogenetics.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't involve cobots at all. Hopefully. The implication would be very weird. I say itty this bitty cobots. Cobalts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're kind of weird sometimes. My clan especially.
And kobolds went away. Mm-hmm. So it might have just been in maintenance mode this whole time.
It's maintaining something with train parts?
Well, if something was left running, it would eventually wear down. So whatever's told to maintain it would have to get the parts from something. Mm-hmm. A train that was already on the maintenance rail would be a low priority.
Spare parts. The store's locked? Does it have a handle?
It does not appear to have a handle. Clearly there is a way to open it. A cobot opened it.
From the inside.
And from the outside, because it walked back in.
Yeah, okay.
Did it tap at the door? Did it do its little tappy dance?
You do recall that cobots tend to communicate through a series of taps, yes. So it's quite possible that it did a tap command to open the door.
Hmm. Anyone want to drum their claws on this?
If you can roll a good enough history check. Now, this is very recent history, but still. Which is odd for this campaign setting. Then I will let you remember what the tap sequence was. If you can roll a high enough history check.
Let's watch this be... Elliot, you're set to roll privately.
Yes, I can't see your rolls. I'm a GM, but not that GM. I'm not that GM of a GM.
Utashi rolls an 18!
Utashi, that beat was actually kind of catchy. You could sing a tune to it. Bipaki... already has the lyrics written out for it, which is weird because Bipaki is not the bard that Ellie has played.
Right.
But Bipaki's got it down.
Okay.
And so does Utashi. Either one of you could try the tap.
Okay, I'm gonna, what's that? Oh.
Bipaki doing a performance.
With a performance.
Another Naki wins. Yeah. Bipaki wins.
So Bipaki rolls a 19 performance check to copy the tap of a cobot harvester, a near mindless drone set to do basic tasks. The doors slide open. There is a slight gust of perfumed air that comes out through dispensers on the sides. And you hear a mechanical voice say, "Welcome, Overseer."
Oh, what's an Overseer?
Aki, I guess.
A person in charge of things. Okay, well, Bipaki, if you're the Overseer, I guess we're not going to be dismantled for parts, so that would be good.
We can't do They can't dismantle us for parts. We're not made out of metal. We're just sort of,
I've seen some things.
Long parts.
I don't want to talk about them.
Oh no.
We can't be dismantled for parts to make more cobots.
I've already said I don't want to talk about it.
Pet.
I assumed it was just another fever dream from overwork, but if this isn't a fever dream, then I'm starting to think that the other fever dreams weren't fever dreams either.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I actually did punch a being with a squid for a head in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Those seem to be a problem, so yeah. Good going.
With those, you've seen them before?
Heard about them?
There's more
than one.
Stole
the moon?
Right.
They stole the moon once, yeah. One of them did. I don't know what happened after that.
They did steal the moon.
Mari is having... I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That is a thing that apparently happened.
So, you know that moment where you realize that a bunch of other people know the cool thing that you know, and it's a bonding experience? This is not like that.
The opposite.
It's like, on one hand, oh good, I'm not alone in this. But also, why am I not alone in this?
Mm-hmm.
Look, let's just enter the base and try not to step on all of the crystals that seem to be lining the hallway.
Oh, shinies.
Yes.
I'm going to pick one up.
It is definitely a shiny. It's a crystal.
Mm-hmm. It's a shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't crystals what?
Yep. The door opens up to a short hallway that goes into a room that is very clearly a receiving area. There is what appears to be a reception desk, a large door to one side, and what looks to be more kobold-sized doors going off in the opposite direction.
And there's a bunch of crystals
lining, like, right along where the walls meet the floor. There's like three rows of crystals out. In some cases, there's crystals stacked on top of these rows. The reception desk is covered in crystals.
Aren't these what they make the brains of cobots out of?
I don't know. They're shiny, though. Did you want one?
I mean, maybe, yeah, but I gotta make sure that it doesn't...
I only picked up one.
Story is going to cautiously making sure that nothing's going to try to eat her for it, because they might discriminate because her tail is made out of plush.
Oh, no.
Oh. She would like to salvage one of these things as well if they're, not falling apart.
It turns out the research base is a mimic.
Oh, no.
That is not true. That is not canon. Although... Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing that. I already threw a whole town of mimics at you in this campaign already. Mm-hmm. I have reached my
quota. And we made friends.
Everything else is above and beyond that.
And we made friends with them.
Yes, they are very nice mimics.
That's right.
And what's really amusing to me for my after-school club game is I'm running through Candlekeep Mysteries, and there is a mimic in every leveled adventure in there. They're meant to, like, you could do each of them by themselves, or you could do them in a row. Every single one of them has a mimic that we've done so far.
They must be breeding.
And the player choices have never taken them to the same room with the mimic.
Oh, no.
They aren't aware there's a mimic.
I've told them after we finished that particular arc, and there was a mimic there, but you never found it. They went into a room that had the mimic in it, but there were signs that the mimic had been kept in a laboratory experiment and it had escaped. There was a large empty jar, but they never went to the room that had the mimic waiting in wait. Lurking, whatever. Waiting in wait. Mm-hmm. Words. Sure. Crash. Raise your hand if you are operating at 100% this evening. I see no hands.
No.
This is an audio-based media is besides the point. Oh, wait, no, lefty and righty, I see their hands. They are operating at 100% capacity for what they do.
Oh.
One of them is probably acting as a steed for Longcap right now, but maybe not, because some of these doorways are going to be shorter. All right, so... yeah, you can pick up as many of these crystals as you want. They do appear to be irregularly shaped. No two look exactly the same. From what you've seen of previous crystals, because you did handle several crystals, one of which you put inside PT's skull to activate PT.
Right, right.
Those were very symmetrical, and while... they have different sizes for different size cobot constructions. They seem to follow the same floor plan, so to speak. These are
raw materials?
Possibly raw materials. They have not been shaped to be symmetrical. They don't have like lots of cracks on them as if they've been damaged. So it's not like somebody took a crystal and shattered it, unless it doesn't do cracks, it just shatters, which is also possible. And we now have a reception desk on the map.
Sori is possibly going to take a few of different sizes, especially if she could put them in the pockets in her tail.
Okay.
There's pockets?
Well, if I'm going to have a plush tail, it should have a few pockets, right?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I can keep my stuff in it.
Wow.
Tune in next week when Utashi has a plush tail as well, because pockets for shinies.
She might have pockets on her clothing at this point, you know? Yeah,
yes, yeah. And they're full of shinies. One pocket is...
they're full of shinies?
Yes.
Yes,
you've heard of pocket
of course.
Sand. You've heard of pocket sand, but no.
Well, Utashi has pocket glitter because it's pretty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
It's that's the material why component glitter. For... dang, I'm blanking on the spell, the cleric spell that makes things shiny.
Can't remember.
Not operating at 100% tonight. Where's that spell list? Because this is going to bug me if I don't look it up. Guiding Bolt. I kept
Guiding Bolt.
It began with a C. Yes. Guiding Bolt. It's. I'm going to say that for Utashi... a handful of glitter is the material component for casting Guiding Bolt. It doesn't get consumed because you cannot actually consume glitter.
Right.
You can, but you shouldn't. That leads to some problems.
Shouldn't. She's got one pocket full of it.
Oh, you never have just one pocket.
I know.
Now,
but the other ones are where the other shinies are, so okay.
According to the notes that Ellie has placed for us, not Ellie. If Ellie was doing this, I would be concerned that Ellie is on another planet. Although someone could cast Greater Restoration, that would make a lot of things very better. But in any case, Deza is rummaging through the reception desk drawers. They are all filled to capacity with crystal shards. Bapaki.
Bapaki, not Deza.
Deza. Yeah. Deza is not here.
No.
Deza will probably be kicking herself a lot when Deza finds out that she could have been here. But no. Deza is not here. Bapaki is here. There is no Deza, only Bapaki.
So either these are fragments that they think need repairing, or they're mining them somewhere and they've filled up their storage capacity and now they're just putting them everywhere.
There is a sound.
Oh.
Uh-oh. There is a sound that, if you were to describe it, you would describe it as 75% quartz blocks grinding together and 25% fingernails on chalkboards. It goes for about 5 to 10 seconds. It's hard to tell because it trails off. It doesn't end sharply. So the question is, did it actually end at this point, or did it just go down below what you could hear from this distance?
I am suddenly reminded of the crystal thing we fought.
This is the closest research base to that landing pad. The researchers who died there probably worked here.
Were they trying to make Crystal Group fight the Elf Armada?
I mean, that's most likely why that death crystal was at the landing pad.
Right. If we find while another one, maybe we should run away.
One of the side doors opens, one of the kobold-sized doors opens up, and another cobot walks in. It is carrying a crystal shard. It places it down on top of another crystal shard, and then it walks back through the door.
Maybe we should go that way. But we've been playing for about an hour, so...
Yes, we have been, so we're going to take a short break. And we're back. And for the GM to remind himself what took place, you are in a research facility. There was a sound of quartz blocks grinding together, accompanied with the sound of fingernails on chalkboard, which every time I say that, I don't have chalkboards in my school. They've been replaced with whiteboards, but that's a visceral memory. Mm-hmm. It really is for a teacher. It really is. Well, it was a combination of that. It was only 25% fingernails. That's an out of context quote. Oh my gosh. And then shortly afterwards, another cobot came in to the reception area, dropped off a shard, and left again through one of the kobold-sized doors.
We should probably follow it.
Yes, let us follow it.
All right.
I'm going to go walking down the hallway.
So with trepidation, you say, we should probably follow it. And Natasha's just like, okay. Walks right through the door.
Yep.
I'm going to go see where it goes. Opens
right as Hitachi approaches it.
Hi. I don't think it'll answer.
It's already open. It's waiting for you to go through.
Oh, okay.
I go through the door.
Okay. The hallway on the other side is, blessedly, for Maury's sake, tall enough that Maury only has to duck a little bit. The height is apparently because there's a lot of conduits and pipes up there. So the average kobold would not have any worry about bumping their heads on things. Maury, however, occasionally has to duck a bit more, like when there's a sign pointing off in a direction or other.
Reasonable.
The signs are not lit up. There is a black surface with a border around it, but no letters on it. So the assumption is that they're signs.
I guess the spell to light them up wore off.
Or they weren't considered a major priority for maintenance.
That'd do it.
You do have a series of hallways. However, there is the possibility that you will be able to track that cobot if you are fast enough and have some ability to track it. So whatever role you think might be appropriate for keeping an eye on a cobot walking through crystal-lined hallways, because, oh yeah, I should have said, there's rows of crystals in all these hallways too. Go ahead and make that role.
Are we having to go single file here?
You do not need to go single file. The hallways are quite wide, and the crystals aren't going across the whole hallway. They're up on the sides.
Perception.
With a perception roll of 13, Bapaki sees... Not Bapaki.
Sorry. That's doing.
No. Yeah.
Bapaki got a 10 in investigation, which is... But that was 19 minutes ago, so that is an older roll.
One cap, survival.
Okay, so here's what happens. With a 13, Sori is able to see it go around a corner. And when you run up to the corner, it has probably already gone around another corner because you don't see it anymore. With a 15 survival from Longcap and a 15 perception from Utashi, here's the thing. The crystals are piled higher in some places than others. If continued use of machinery wears them down, then the cobots are going to probably prioritize setting the crystals down closer to where they're being harvested. Possibly. So if you're able to tell where the crystal piles are higher, that might be the direction the cobot harvester was going in. And with the perception checks from Utashi and Bipaki being a 15 and 14 respectively, and this reasoning from Longkep for thinking about how to track something, and also kind of the floors don't have dust on them. That's a little weird. You've never seen a Cobot harvester that had a head that was a dust brush. Mm. Although that is adorable, and I'm going to say that it's canon that they exist somewhere.
It's like those little cleaner bots in RimWorld. They just show up.
I named this one Roomy and this one Bot.
Roombot.
No, Ba. It'd be weird to name a Cobot Bot.
Oh, yeah.
So I named him Ba. Because he looks a little shy, like sheepish.
They are mindless drones. They have no emotions whatsoever. But never mind.
Right, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Remember, 314 has started assigning personalities to beings that don't have personalities because they were active for a very, very long time. They were one basketball and a muddy handprint away from having a friend named Wilson. All right. So you follow down the hallways, and sometimes it's very hard to tell where you just take a guess and then you go that way and you realize you've taken a wrong turn when the piles start getting smaller, not larger. And you've gone through a few intersections before you realize that, so you come back the other way. And every now and then, you again hear that sound. It is exactly the same, but louder, as if you have actually managed to get closer.
I hope they're not, like, mining crystals from some living crystal thing that's screaming because they're pulling crystal bits off.
It's actually a giant that has crystalline fingernails. So
yeah, that's what the story's kind of afraid of. Mm-mm. Yeah.
The fingernails don't hurt, but they just don't like they're trying to grow their nails out. They've got the color of nail polish already. They don't want to do the press on ones. Let them be fashionable.
Sorry's just concerned. I didn't think so.
Yes. So I am doing Sori a concern. Yeah, this is normal. So you reach what appears to be the end, and you have a doggy door, or rather a cobot door, because you have a door that is designed like all the others. It slides open and closed again, but it is definitely sized for a cobot harvester.
I think we're too big for that.
The door over to the left you probably can fit through, though.
Oh.
I guess we should probably look carefully.
The door is still closed. However, I will say that there is one of those black signs next to it.
Hmm.
Bipaki, Tashki, one of you want to do the tap on the sign thing?
Okay. Can I reach it?
Everything here is cobalt sized.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to tap on the sign.
Everything here is cobalt sized.
Yes. I'm going to tap on the sign and see what happens.
Okay. It lights up.
Oh, shiny.
Most of it is still black, although it has green lights on it that little specks swirl around and then form into words. And the words say, Research Station 0001, Crystal Study.
Oh, Crystal Study. Wow.
So how do we open it?
I don't know.
You did the tapping, right?
I did the tapping. It showed me what it is, but I don't know how to open the door.
I will not require a roll to say that there also appears to be, at first, it looks like there were some characters that just didn't swirl around all the way to join everything else. But there is like 2/3 of a triangle at the bottom right corner.
I'm going to poke it.
The text moves up. And below that, it says room door deactivated. And there is a box around the word deactivated.
Oh, did I hit the box or is it going to deactivate on its own? Anybody know?
I think that means it's already deactivated.
Okay. I'm going to go try to open the door.
How do you try to open the door?
I don't know.
Maybe we should touch deactivated?
Wait. Deactivated means you can open?
Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe
I don't know. Haki reaches over and taps the deactivated box. It lights up, and now it's a solid green box, except it has black spaces for the letters, and it says activated, and the door slides open.
Oh, I go running through.
You go running
into... Atashi has no patience.
You go running into a relatively small room. Like, you can all fit in here if you don't take Longkep's menagerie with you. Well, Smallest Kep can come in. Smallest Kep sees no problem with this whatsoever. because Smallest Kep was the first, clearly the best. Yes.
Longkep might put Smallest Kep in their hood.
Yes. This room has a long desk with two chairs. Each chair in front of it has a box with another black sign or screen on it. In front of it, there was likely papers and clipboards and stuff here, but those have long since gone away. There's markings on the table that show that something biodegraded there, but it's gone. And there is a large glass panel in front of the desk embedded into the wall that you immediately realize is a window, because as you come in, there are, you know, the sounds of like really powerful lights, like in a stadium or something, when they come on, there's that click sound. It's more of a clank sound. Yeah, you hear that as the room on the other side starts to light up, and in the center of it is a fairly large crystal in a harness that extends from the ceiling and the floor, holding it in the middle of the room. The room is roughly circular, and there is a cobot harvester in there that appears to have some type of saw or knife blade for a head that is on the harness, not touching the crystal, but just sitting there.
Crystal that keeps growing? Let me guess, this room that we're in is also filled with crystals.
Actually, no. This room does not have any crystals in it.
Huh. I wonder where they were supposed to put the crystals that they ran out of space.
And also, other than the large crystal in the center, that circular room you're looking at does not have any crystals in it. No shards, just the central one.
And one of those little bots on it.
Bipaki? Do you think you could tap awake one of the shiny signs? Bipaki is looking for entrances
and exits. So the circular room appears to, through the window, you cannot see anything that looks like an entrance or an exit that kobolds would be able to fit through. Cobots probably also would not be able to fit through. Like, there's various vents and ducts and stuff, but they are clearly designed by somebody who saw the first Die Hard movie and thought, that's not happening here. Before breaking into an argument about whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
Of course.
So the only way you've seen to get into the room at this point is size for a cobot harvester, which you also can't see from this window because that's out there into the side, and the window would have to bulge inwards for you to get an angle on it.
I tap on the window. What's it made of?
Transparent aluminum.
Okay.
I'm joking. I just had to make a Star Trek reference. It's most likely glass.
Transparent steel. That's a Star Wars reference.
It does have the little threads of wire that go through that make it shatter resistant. It has a slightly yellowish stain near the bottom of it as it gets close to the desk, but most of it is just fine to see through. The stain is on this side of it. You can actually scrape it off a little bit with your fingernail or claw, whatever.
Would a medicine roll be there for what sort of organic material? Is this because little kobolds stuck their noses against the window enough times to cause a problem, or
I would accept a medicine check or a history check at disadvantage.
Oh.
I'll just roll a natural one on my medicine check, so I'm... Obviously someone sneezed on it, I guess.
You're...
Ancient snot.
Ancient snot. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They were told to mask up. They didn't.
Well, this is what happens.
You all thought the Elf Armada bombarded everyone to oblivion. No, it was a cold. They all had to go home and sleep it off.
Don't mess with the ancient snot.
Breaking the fourth wall, it's not ancient snot, but I'm going to let you believe that with a nat one. I'll tell you this.
That's what I figured. The amazing thing is that even with a nat one, that's still an eight. I have bonuses, but it's a nat one.
Yeah.
I like the differences between GURPS and Cypher System and D&D for how variances are done to affect skill levels. And if you get used to one, the rolls for everything else feel very weird. Like Cypher System, you could say, oh, this one's a difficulty 3, and people go, so they only have to roll a 9? That's incredibly easy. But if you're playing a game where you have a +7 to a roll, you're kind of approaching the same odds from a different direction.
And I still rolled a crit fail.
Well, crit fails. This is what happens. Fails.
Yeah, this is what happens when you roll a crit fail on Rand's telekinesis. Anyway.
I throw myself towards the cacti.
No!
If it's a crit fail.
No more cacti! Look,
I assumed the cacti were incredibly angry at everything I did, so I latched on the angriest thing I could find. Unfortunately, my anger knows no bounds. Well, lesson learned. Anyway.
Sori's convinced his ancient snot and no one should probably mess with it and will probably tell people such. Someone probably sneezed on it and it's gross. Don't touch it. They might have had a horrible cold. Don't want to catch a cold.
Yeah, you know how my religion has me deal with dead bodies a lot? Anyway, what's this do? And Mori taps one of the black signs and it lights up just like the sign that was outside the door. Only this one says two lines of text. The first line is harvesting schedule. And the other one says Cobot commands.
Ooh. And you didn't have to use the special tapping to wake it up.
No, I just tapped it once.
Wow.
Oh.
Well,
I guess they use a different.
Well, the tapping a bunch of times, that's useful for cobots. But this place was run by kobolds, wasn't it?
You have a point. You have a very good point.
Also, I was very
despite
lucky.
Not having claws.
So you have two lines of text. One of them always tells the truth and the other one always lies. You may ask them one question, which they will not answer because that's not how this game works. Bapaki taps Cobot commands and you get a hierarchical list where like you tap on a category and you get a lot of things you can do with a back button to go back and say, oh, wait, no, I didn't mean that one. I mean this one. And to summarize, because if I listed all of them, then we would have a 3-hour episode after I cut out the silences. It becomes obvious why you have only seen harvesters. They're the only cobots here. Now, harvesters are not autonomous. They are... Yes, Ellie, we are on episode 35 and somebody gets it. Yes! Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, I've been dropping hints about this for so long. I'm so happy.
Rimworld for cobots.
I'm so happy.
Yep. I've never done Rimworld. What's Rimworld?
Rimworld is imagine, if you will, a Dyson sphere, but that's too much material. So, or is it Ringworld?
That's Ringworld.
Rimworld has...
I know Ringworld.
What's Rimworld? I'm blanking on Rimworld then.
Okay. Rimworld is a game where you have little pawns that sort of look like Fisher-Price Weeble Wobbles. You know, you don't see their arms or legs usually, and they do things. If you're streaming
Oh, wait,
you can.
Oh my gosh. Not operating at 100%.
It's okay.
I love RimWorld. I installed a Kobold mod into RimWorld. I actually installed more than one, and they actually work together.
Neat.
So I wasn't thinking video game. I saw RimWorld, I immediately thought RingWorld, in spite of how many hours I've spent playing RimWorld, more hours than I've spent reading RingWorld novels. The Forge World is inspired by, and then heavily changed to not make it be the same thing, the RingWorld.
Oh, okay.
From the novels by the same name. But yes, this is very much RimWorld for Cobot, where you are controlling pawns, telling them exactly what to do. But in RimWorld, the pawns will still do things and be autonomous on occasion. If you just let them do stuff, they'll do stuff. And then you'll say, well, oh yeah, just, you know, stay alive. No, not like that.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Because that's RimWorld for you.
And then, that's RimWorld. And sometimes the pawns will just wander off because they're having a breakdown.
Yes.
You have to wait till he's done.
Yeah. And one of the great things about that game is it runs just fine on Linux because they made... Ow! Socket! Is this your mouse?
Awesome.
Is this why
you... Uh-oh.
So you would attack me later.
Oh, and no.
For the cat intervention.
Yes, it is.
Cat intrusion.
Birds do not do this.
It's okay. I had a plush catnip mouse cipher that I was able to use.
Okay.
And... I have succeeded on this GM intrusion, gaining one XP and also one bleeding arm. It's fine.
Oh, no.
It's normal.
Birds don't do that either. Not cocktails, at least. Parrots, you got to worry about.
With that said, you have all of the commands for controlling the cobots of this location and also status updates. Apparently, this base is now currently operating at 25% of its original contingent of cobots. All harvesters, nothing higher than harvester. And most of the labs were shut down. So the ones that were making experimental cobots, higher functioning cobots, those are all shut down and or like, information about them or the hardware used to make them was moved to other locations or packed up into cold storage. The one thing that is still being maintained, the thing that was not shut down, that priorities were switched to, this is more important than anything else, was maintaining the size parameters for that one crystal in the center of this room.
Because it will keep growing, won't it?
Well, if you take a look at the harvesting schedule, there's an error when you try to look at the number of how many log entries there are.
All the log entries.
Yes. And it looks like the next one is due in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Watch out the window.
The little cobot with a soft forehead comes over and scrapes off a piece, and you hear that sound, and the window in front of you vibrates. Everyone make a constitution save. DC 10.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Covering my ear holes.
Constitution save, DC 10. All right, let's see if I can make that work.
Which one's the save?
I'm trying to remember. Constitution save, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
saving throws, if you're using the new interface, saving throws have their own little box on the first tab.
Okay. One little box on the first tab.
So they do.
Story fails.
Longcap rolled a 19. Fascinating.
Mori does not succeed. Mori and Sori joined together in rhyming of their names. Both take 6 points of psychic damage.
That's not right.
Jen.
I did
also
something wrong.
Six
yeah.
Points of psychic damage because Utachi didn't roll. Jen did.
Yeah.
Utachi is fine.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah.
Well, you rolled a d20 and got a 4. If I take a look at your character sheet.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to do bonus exactly.
Plus 1.
But...
That was effectively a 5, which is also a fail.
A 5.
So you are going to take 6 points of psychic damage.
Oh, no. Where do I put that?
If you look on the first tab of your character sheet, there's a green bar that says hit points.
Yes.
And if you click on the number that's there, you can change it to be less than what it is.
Okay, it's a 63.
Oh, but wait, hold on. Now. There's a number there. What is that number? Is this
zero?
Is this what I think it does?
I don't know.
What if I put a 6 there and press enter? What will that do? Oh, no, that's temporary hit points. I just gave Maury 6 temporary hit points. That is not what the screen does. The screen does not make you better.
Don't I wish.
Let me get a calculator.
Maury's going to go down to 36. Now, Utashi has 63 hit points. You're going to go down to 57, I think.
57, okay.
Utashi also still appears to be level 7.
Oh, yeah. But it next to the character portrait, I guess, it says 14, and I don't really know how that works.
That's your armor class.
That's armor class.
Armor class, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, hit dice 7. Oh, that's right.
At level 7, Utashi still has more hit points than Maury at level 7. But
oh, wow.
We will save leveling Utashi up for a time when at least one of us in this conversation between the GM and Jen is at 100%, because then we'll be able to do the leveling.
Okay.
And not screw it up.
So what do I change? For hit points?
For hit points, just turn the 63 into a 57.
Okay.
And then press enter. Yep, there we go.
Okay.
We're good.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I can't remember it all.
It's fine. Cobot harvesters, being mindless drones, do not take psychic damage. Mm-hmm. This little cobot that did the saw thing then moves back into a position, not on the same structure part of the harness that it was on before. I guess it's anticipating, or you guess it's anticipating, the next spot it's going to have to cut. A harvester with pliers for a head walks in through the little harvester door, picks up the crystal, and walks out.
This is really weird.
I don't like anything about that.
No, I don't like it either, and I don't think we should be close to it by the time the next one goes, because my head is splitting, and I think I should be healing soon, but maybe they wanted to have a ever-growing crystal to make their cobot brains from?
I don't know.
And if that doesn't stop getting harvested, it's going to take over the entire planet and it will just be crystal?
Maybe.
It might have an upper limit on growth.
Do you really want to risk a planet on that?
No, especially not mine.
I didn't think so. I don't want to risk this planet either.
Also, it would eventually grow large enough that before it broke through the surface, in theory, it would hit the sun on the inside of this world. That is very weird for me to say. And I think it would, most things when they hit the sun don't last very long. Anyway, it'd be a lot of bad.
Yeah, and what if it moved the sun out of position?
Can it do that?
We don't know.
Oh.
Anyone who wants to make an insight or investigation check.
Oh my.
It's a low difficulty. Insight?
Insight or investigation. I'll do insight. Either way.
I'll roll another one. Never mind. Story's clueless.
Bipaki and Longcap have the same thought at the same time. There are two of those black screens in here, and you've only been using one of them.
What's the other one?
Okay. I'll tap the other screen.
It says, research logs. Confirm purge of database. Yes or no?
No.
Purging canceled. Any additional commands, what? Overseer? It is possible that they walked away thinking that they tapped that last button.
Mm-hmm. They thought they had cleared the... They thought for 10,000 years.
Or more.
They thought they purged the research.
Bipaki is summoning all of her memory of what the what she's heard the Kobots say, and what she's heard Deza say, and what she's heard anybody else around the Kobots say. Can you take verbal commands?
The text changes to verbal command module engaged.
Wow.
Identify potential external storage for logs.
The text scrolls by. It might be able to listen to you, but it doesn't seem to have any microphone. The text scrolls by and it lists a bunch of locations, but each one of them, for the most part, says like error or cannot be reached or it's garbled completely. It's been some eons. So
how do I add external storage for logs?
There is a little pair of squares that seem to slowly rotate around themselves for way longer than you think they should have to. And just as you're thinking that maybe you should spring to upgrade your computer, it does show some additional text. But the nice thing is during the loading screen, it showed you a picture of a Kobot and it was sort of like rotating in place. Well, it give you a tooltip about how to play the game. And it gives you instructions for most of it. Deza might understand, having been working with the Kobots for as long as Deza has been. But Paki looks at it and says, okay, well, yes, those are things that we could bring, I'm sure. but it would be a matter of, like, there's the locations that were listed. None of them is connected physically to this place. But it would be possible to bring in some type of external storage device to transfer logs over into them and then take that elsewhere. Or running miles of cable through dense jungle could also be a possibility.
We should have brought one of those summoning portal things, I guess.
You have someone stationed in here that just keeps asking, sending over and over again, or message over and over again. 1-0-1-1-0-0-1-0-1.
So how many, you know, ones and zeros does count as
each saying words? The number out loud would count as a word.
No. That makes it slower.
Yep.
It's the fastest way would be to bring in some type of external storage device into the base, and it lists a cable type. You assume that somebody would know what kind of cable that is. That's a Kobot, maybe. And using that to connect things and then transfer information over and then take that thing out of here.
I have a question.
Yes.
We need a data storage device.
I think.
Oh, no, wait, I can't of
backing
do that.
Everything up and taking it somewhere where others who are very interested in stuff like this might want to examine it.
Never mind, even if I did have that prepared right now, I really wish this would sort which spells are prepared. It doesn't let you make things that require too much craftsmanship.
Well, fortunately, we know of a big room filled with apparently nanites, not lava, that can just make things.
That's true. Do I need to send a message somewhere?
Maybe Deza?
I activate my trusty flagstone.
Oh, no.
Member services. I am totally okay with Deza. Not Deza, Bipaki. I keep doing that. I'm totally okay with Bipaki's past life before going on this mission being somebody who had joined Flag as an adventurer, and so therefore still has a flagstone.
I mean, that would track.
But why wouldn't she have told people about things before?
Maybe it wasn't relevant.
Never came up.
Yep. The problem is you are very much way outside their area of jurisdiction, so they're not authorized to teleport you anywhere or anything to you. Because I'm not giving you that loophole for a joke.
Yeah, but maybe there's somebody else on the planet who's also a member of Flag. Like, say, at least one of the founding members.
Oh, I'm not here as a founding member of FLAG. I'm here as a member of Kosha. I'm inspecting things to make sure they're safe. That burning jungle over there? Way safer than it used to be.
Don't tell Bog.
Oh, no.
No, I agree. It's way safer now.
Concerning.
Nature will heal. What just got incinerated won't.
You see? They like me here.
I didn't necessarily say that.
Best friends.
Are you even listening to me?
Best friends. Beth, I love this GIF. I recognize only like three of the characters in it, but I love it. I have one like that too. But I should I spend time looking for it?
No, no. Hmm? No, no, you should not. Not yet. We'll find it later.
Apathy is trying to see if she can get the thing to print out or display the first research log, the earliest research log.
Oh, yes. They're listed chronological order. There's a skip to top button. You can press that and then you can tap on the first research log and see it right there. And okay. I'm not going to read it to you because we've been playing for an hour and 46 minutes. Instead, I will summarize, because Inigo Montoya was right. There is too much.
I killed his father, prepared to die?
He keeps saying that, but no, this is a separate conversation. So after you jogged the memory of the albino and left him under the wagon, you learned that this crystal was not made by kobolds. It was found. If by found, you use very large air quotes.
They stole it from the Elf Armada.
Well, when the Forge World was originally built, it was built with the intention of creating and maintaining angel ships to fly throughout the known multiverse. And that took a lot of kobolds to make. Kobolds needed a lot of food to eat. And so a lot of the infrastructure of the planet was made for feeding and caring for kobolds, more so than making angel ships. But lo and behold, somehow they acquired, the details are kind of sketchy in this, the crystalline brain of an Elf Armada ship. Elf Armada ships in second edition Spelljammer were basically a type of living crystal. When they made their space stations, what they did was they took a bunch of older ships and just let the crystal structures grow together into a larger structure. I haven't read into if they're keeping those rules for 5th edition Spelljammer, but I like the old ones, so I'm keeping that lore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's made of crystal, then the thinking part, such as it is, because they weren't known for being sentient, was also crystal. Well, they got a hold of that part and they started doing experiments on it. And they learned that if they took parts off of it, as long as they didn't take too much, if they took too much to stop working for a while until it grew back. But when they got it to just the right equilibrium, which it's at now, they could regularly harvest off bits of crystal and repurpose it, reprogram it, while still having this source material here. The parts cut off would not grow. They were dormant in that regard, but they could be shaped into something that could be put in cobots.
Ha! Sori was right.
Sori was right, and the GM smiled when Sori guessed that. Bipaki is standing at ease while she reads this. This is among the most still and concerned anyone has seen her. Now, by the time you get this much information, you're actually several entries in. As you continue to scan through the entries, there is some suspicion that this crystal is maybe not sentient, but at least somewhat aware, because it has started screaming during the harvesting. It wasn't at first. But now it does. And the screams are getting increasingly more jarring. although the description doesn't seem to word it in a way where they're taking 6 points of psychic damage, so it hasn't reached that level yet.
See, we should take this thing and move it somewhere where it can either be destroyed cleanly or not tortured.
I'm going back to look through the window again.
Make sure your brain doesn't explode onto the window.
Hey, I made the con check.
This time.
It's been long enough that the harvesting is about to happen again.
Sorry, like, would like to go out of this
room.
The
little cobot is starting to walk down the harness. Wait, there are controls. Can you tell it to stop?
Somebody go to cobot controls and tell it to stop.
Somebody needs to make, I'm going to say, an investigation roll to go through the command tree structure and find the stop cutting the sentient crystal apart command.
Does anyone have an investigation better than +4?
Mine's +2.
Mine's a +3.
None of us is very good at investigating things.
Mari nope. Sighs and looks for the command. Because Mari's is +5, she's an artificer. Well, artificer cleric, but still.
Sure.
His eyes is +6, and she's only level 7.
Wait, yours is +6 investigation?
Dezaz is.
Dezaz is, okay. Got my hopes up there for a second that I wouldn't have to have an NPC try to save the day. The NPC does save the day.
Oh, no.
That's a 9.
Oh, no.
That's a
no.
But Pocky got a 6. Anyone else want to try?
Oh,
at this
sure,
point, you're all backseat driver each... backseat drivering each other. It's like, no, it's the other tree. No, that's the one for sewage disposal. No, that's...
Just for grins, let's see if I can get...
Okay. Utashi!
Oh my gosh.
Picks the shiniest one.
Yes.
Is just because there was like... yellowish stain that was on the window, lower half of it. Well, it's also on the black box. You don't notice it as much. But somebody wiped a finger across it at one point, as people tend to do on screens. So the texture was through a little bit brighter at that spot. And for some reason, Natasha goes, oh, but what about this one? And it happens to be the correct one.
Oh.
And the harvester stops.
We're all arguing about which one it is. And Utashi just goes, hey, that's shiny.
Yep.
The harvester stops right before it touches the crystal.
Oh, good. What do we do now?
He makes a perception check with an 18.
What is Pocky looking for?
Oh.
Pocky, as I said, went to the window. She's wondering, was this place built around the crystal? Or is there a way to get it out that I'm not seeing?
Or the other.
Bipaki, give me an investigation check at advantage.
Okay. I made the perception check because I figured investigation is for like close up.
This involves stuff that you know.
What's a nat 20?
There's the natural 20.
Whoa. Oh, good.
So the walls of this room seem to be constructed around this thing in a way to keep kobolds away from it and the other way around. But you have 25% of the original army of harvesters assigned to this base at your command, Overseer, and harvesters are good at dismantling things.
How far from the outer surface are we?
It was about an hour's walk, and you weren't jogging, so I'd say...
At a slight downward slope.
Maybe 3 miles.
Okay.
Possibly only 2 miles. You weren't out there with a measuring tape. The one with
not an unreasonable distance. Bipaki is going to go over to the first screen, the one with the kobold command, and look for ways to repurpose the kobots.
Right now, they're just acting on their most recent orders, which were like they reprioritized maintenance towards keeping the cobots functional and keeping this thing its current size. but
right.
There's a sea of subcommands and other commands. You could just say, hey, everyone, stop doing what you're doing. You could say, hey, everyone, do this other thing. Or you could say, 10% of you, go do that thing. What do you want to tell
them? I'm wondering how precise is go do this other thing?
It does ask for measurements. But if you're asking it to do things in the base, it shows you a floor plan.
Ah.
And you can select areas on the floor plan. It's RimWorld for cobots.
Oxygen not included.
That's another one.
No, this one's top down.
For right now, I want to have the cobots start digging a tunnel straight up to the surface. Although I want to reserve a couple to dig a kobold-sized hole into that big room.
When you say dig straight up from where?
Ideally, directly above the crystal.
Where should they place the material they are digging?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a question that you are asked.
Yes.
It's possible that a kobold programmer realized, you know, we just tell it to dig, and now we've got this huge pile that it sort of sealed itself in.
Oh, no.
We should tell them to put that somewhere.
Okay. I know this is a complex instruction, but what I want them to do
built into the command
is,
but yes,
dig a cobot-sized hole, a harvester-sized hole, up to the surface. In the center of the crystal room, put the dirt at the base of the crystal room and the rock and whatever. Once you reach the surface, start digging a larger hole back down and put the dirt at the surface.
Like an anthill?
Yes.
You can cue commands. So you can tell it, do this one thing. When that job is done, do this next thing. So you tell it to do that. And you also save a few cobot harvesters for cutting a kobold-sized hole in the wall next to you. Well, just outside this room. Basically, you're making the doggy door into a person door.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. There's the sound of a buzzsaw and an arc welder coming from outside the room.
Yeah, that tracks.
Also, possibly a lightsaber.
I'm sorning.
I'm fairly certain that Bapaki has inspiration.
I actually didn't.
Well, now you do.
That's the reason I only rolled a 6 on the investigation check.
Well, the digging has started. And as dirt rains down from the ceiling and a few cobots cut through the wall trying to get to members of that guild that the name I forget from episode 1. I think that's where we're going to end it for tonight. Because we've been playing for around 2 hours, give or take. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you everyone for playing. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, Io, and Jen. Who wants to plug a thing?
Io's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of books,
one of my websites is bookofjen.net. It's got a bunch of stuff on it, depending on what I feel like writing. There are book reviews at the top that I keep meaning to add to. I just haven't had the time, so that's bookofjen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast. And ideally, new episodes come out every Saturday, but I haven't done one yet. But it'll get there, and that's how it's going to go. Ah.
And speaking of websites, I put all these podcasts on aaronbeautysmith.com/cogwheel. When I have more brain cells to rub together, that's what I do. It's not 100% tonight. Tonight's episode might be called Not 100%. You can also follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbeautysmith.com/@cogwheel, if I can speak right. And if you want to help support us, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
look, I'm just saying, you can't just leave your food out here in the jungle. That's how you get ants. What's that rumbling sound? Let's go. It's a metal ant.
Oh, no.
I was right. I was right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. And thank you for running, Crash.